My life before Christ, I was born a sinner. I remember my cousins watching all these bad shows, say for example, Adult Swim. They would say bad words in front of their own parents. They did all these bad things, and in my eyes at that time, I said, hey, that looks really cool. I wanted to be just like them. Then my family started to go to church. My parents were reborn into Christ, and now I am glad that they did truly change their hearts. I saw the great change in them, but I didn't want to be like them. I saw that they read the Bible, attended services, but I didn't want to do that. I still wanted to stay in the world. For 3 or 4 years, I did one of the greatest sins of my life that I truly do regret. I became a courier delivering packages. Most of these packages were illegal things. I did gain money from it. Then I did start to change. I noticed that people started dying around me. Two of my friends did commit suicide out of fear. When I came to know Christ, I gave up that life. I wanted to leave. I wanted to run away from it. He gave me that strength to stop living it. How I came to know Christ, I've always known Christ, but my heart was always hard as steel or stone. I never really did want to really accept him. I had no hunger for Christ. I had a silver tongue. I could weave lies that sometimes even I couldn't unravel. Pastor Black kept coming over to my house. He's telling me the gospel. A lot of times I have heard the gospel, but I never did really pay attention to it. But I did see that he really did care. I learned that we're all like dirty rags, but through Christ we can be cleaned and become white. He sent his one and only son to die for our sins, save wretches like us. Jesus came back from the dead and still had those scars from when they beat those nails into his palms. Could have easily gotten rid of those scars. He was 100% God and 100% man at that time. I realized that I needed to walk next to God. I needed to truly listen to him. I wanted my heart to break and have my heart turn to flesh and truly yearn for him. Really listen to his words, have my eyes open. Came to the day that I realized that I truly did have to be on his side. I had to pick a side and I wanted to be with him. I knew I had to follow down his path and never turn away. This was a big commitment for me. I think it was about a year ago, last fall, that I did really start to accept Christ. Like Pilgrim and Pilgrim's Cross, Pilgrim's Progress, I had a big weight on my sin. A big sin on my back. To run from the city of destruction, I ran to Christ, to his cross, and he took my sin away. That burden, that giant boulder on my back that I just wanted to get off me. My life since Christ. Once I came to know Christ, I began to share my life for Christ with all my friends. But pastor did tell me that the world would hate us when we become Christian. My friends disappeared. All those people that said I was really cool, gone. Now everything I do is for God. My homework, for the glory of God. Everything I do needs to be for the glory of God. If I lose my legs today, they get chopped off. I'll know it's part of his divine plan. I would like to read some verses. They are Psalm 101, 1 through 8. I will sing of steadfast love and justice to you, O Lord, and will make music. I will ponder the way that is blameless. O, when will you come to me? I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall be far from me. I will know nothing of evil. Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. I will look for the favor of the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me. No one who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. No one who utters lies shall continue before my eyes. Morning by morning I will destroy all the wicked in the land, cutting off all evildoers from the city of the Lord. Three verses really do mean a lot to me. Like David says, I want to sing now. I really wanted to do that. I wanted to show my love for Christ through singing those hymns. I would go to church, but I would never sing that. I didn't see the importance. David looked away from the world like I do now. The world gives you wine. I took 2 cups of wine and it tasted really good. It was addicting. I wanted to keep drinking. But then if I had taken that third cup is death. I would have died in this world. I would have gone to hell. I was shackled down like a prisoner. God removed those shackles. All my friends left me. Hardly anyone wants to hang out with me because they know I'm going to talk about the gospel. I pray in the future my friends will be saved and follow me so that we can all be in the kingdom of heaven praising God for in eternity. My confession of Christ, Jesus Christ is my Savior. There are no true friends in this world besides Him. He is my one and only true best friend. And I wish to follow Him until death comes. I know that day, because of Jesus, I will be prepared.